My name is Greg Rosenthal. I'm a leadership organizer with the United Workers Association. The United Workers is a human rights organization that is fighting to end poverty in Baltimore and the human rights of everyone everywhere throughout the United States. The United Workers, we organize around the values of human rights, and the leaders and members of this organization are poor people that live in Baltimore City. Our first campaign was at Camden Yards, which was the largest employer of day laborers, and you know, workers were being paid poverty wages amongst other human rights violations. And what they decided was to fight against what was happening at the stadium. They needed to develop a human rights organization and demand their human right to a living wage. Now, this is just one campaign that the United Workers focused on in order to begin to enlarge the struggle for movement to end poverty. And what the result was, after 3 years of fighting a really hard struggle, workers finally won their human right to a living wage and are now working at the stadium for that living wage.
Can you tell me a little more about your philosophy on human rights?
One of the values that we hold very close to us is sanctity of human life, that every human deserves basic human rights. And so we organize the poor across color lines, across language barriers, and across gender. And what human rights means to us is articulated in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The economic human rights that stick out to us and that we organize around are the right to adequate housing, the right to adequate education, the right to food, the right to water, the right to work with dignity, which is at a living wage. These are some of the basic human rights that every person deserves and that are routinely violated within the United States, and specifically were rooted in Maryland. Our roots come from Dr. King in his final year, 1968, was part of developing the Poor People's Campaign. And he went from talking about just race to talking about race and class. So he was talking about poverty. And it was at that time where he said, okay, we need to start having poor folks unite to fight against poverty, that he was killed. And it's in that tradition, and in the tradition of Harriet Tubman, along the route of the Underground Railroad, fighting to end the ultimate form of slavery, poverty slavery, that we find our inspiration and are part of creating a movement to end a new form of slavery, poverty.
You talked about how your organizing is done by poor people. How does that fit into your vision?
The organization itself, it's the very nature of it is to create a movement to end poverty. We believe that the only way to do that is for the people that are most affected by poverty to be the leaders within that movement. And so in order to create a movement to end poverty, the leaders must be the poor. And they're the ones that know when poverty is ended, and they're the ones that are able to make change. In the growth of poverty has just been tremendous, and folks that were once considered in the middle class are now in poverty. And so there's clearly a growing movement throughout the United States to make this change and to obtain the human rights of people everywhere.
Okay, can you go in depth a little bit about how you guys started in the foundation?
The United Workers was started out in an abandoned firehouse turned homeless shelter in Baltimore City. Everyone in that shelter obviously was homeless and was working through temp agencies, and they began to have discussions around what are the root causes of poverty? Why are we in this situation? Why are we homeless? And part of the understanding was that the only way for folks to get work, to get employment, was to go through temp agencies and to do day labor, which is paying folks poverty wages, and they couldn't afford housing and were being denied medical care, which was, you know, part of a larger cycle of forcing them into the shelters and forcing them into poverty. And so what they decided to do was form a human rights organization where they would be the leaders in the fight to end poverty. And part of the vision that they set forth was what is this organization, which is that it's led by the poor. And the direction of the organization and the campaigns of the organization are led by those very same people.
Can you tell us a little more about your campaigns?
Well, obviously, poverty is a very large issue, and the stadium was just one area that was, you know, playing a large contribution to poverty in Baltimore. And a lot of the jobs, the manufacturing jobs that paid living wages, have left. They're no longer in Baltimore. And so what's left for folks is poverty wage jobs based in the tourist industry. So at the stadium and at the harbor, for example. And so folks are forced in a situation where the only work they can get is through a temp agency, where, you know, the human rights violations are rampant. And part of what we're doing is understanding the system based, which is rooted in exploiting poor folks. And the way to end that is creating a movement, you know, like the movement to end slavery, the movement for civil rights, the movement for the right to vote for women.
And a little bit on the gentrification in Baltimore, because, well, in Philadelphia we have University of Pennsylvania, but I'm a little bit aware about Johns Hopkins, but not as much. Can you shed light on that a little bit?
I actually lived in Philly for a year, so I'm kind of familiar with the role that that Penn played there. But it's really similar to what's going on in Baltimore. Johns Hopkins is a private university, and they're actually the largest employer in not only in Baltimore, but in Maryland. And they own so much of the land here. And part of what they're doing is taking over large tracts of land in East Baltimore where a lot of poor folks live, buying up housing, letting it, boarding it up, letting it sit, and then tearing it down for their own projects. So folks are, you know, rapidly being displaced. The neighborhood where our office is in East Baltimore is rapidly, poor folks are being forced out. And who's coming in is folks who used to be in the suburbs are now returning to the city. But what we're seeing is that, you know, there's the housing that they're creating for wealthy folks, they're not able to fill. And the folks who are being displaced are organizing. And so there's a growing effort to go against these, you know, huge, you know, corporations or universities that are trying to take the city from people.
Okay, thanks.